Now, verse 8, listen to him again. We're back talking about good works. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man. Now, you see, the very fact that the believer is saved by the grace of God, you see, doesn't excuse him from performing good works. The fact of the matter is, he is to perform them. And Paul says, you just keep affirming this constantly. After you've been saved, God's going to talk to you about good works. Up to that time, he's not even talking to you. If you are listening to this program and you have not accepted Christ, God's not even interested in your good works, because what you call good works, God calls dirty laundry. The righteousness of man is filthy rags in his sight. He doesn't want it, friends. But he wants to save you. And if you come just like you are to him, he'll save you. Because he's done something for you, and he's not asking you to do something. What can you do for God? Now that you've been saved and you're his child, you know, he just wants to talk to you about good works. He wants you to produce something. He wants you to get involved, I think, to get the word of God out today. That's the reason I keep mentioning that, friends. I feel like that you ought to be involved in getting the word of God out. And you might be careful to perform good work. That is, these are things you should think about and consider and ponder and to be anxious about. Now, verse 9, but avoid foolish questions, genealogies, and contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Now, Paul said we're to defend the faith, but not in argument or debate. That's no good. That never led anyone to the Lord. You might whip a man down intellectually, but you've not touched his heart and won him for Christ. Stay away from these foolish questions, genealogies today. That's the reason on this program I do not develop certain things that are sensational. Right through this period, there's been a great deal said about demonism. And I've had any number of letters. Oh, Dr. McGee, give a series on demonism. Write a book on it. No, let's not get involved in that today. I'd much rather tell you about the Holy Spirit that can indwell you. And if he does, no demon could ever possess you, my friend. Greater is he that's in you and the one that's in the world. And that's all we need on that today. It's so easy to go off, especially when you're not Bible taught. Verse 10, a man that's a heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he, verse 11, that is such as subverteth and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Now Paul is personal here at the end. When I shall send Artemas unto thee, Articicus, be diligent to come unto me at Nicopolis. And I do not know where Nicopolis is, because there are three of them. But Paul says, for I have determined there to win her. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting. And let ours also learn to maintain good works. You got to work at this, friends. A great many people think it's easy. You've got to learn to know what good works are and how to do them for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me, greet thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Isn't that lovely? And may grace be with all of you today. And greet all that love us also. Tell them about the program.